Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Introduction to Containerization. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in the DevOps Engineering for Frontend Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of containerization and its advantages, provide an overview of Docker and Kubernetes, and discuss use cases for containerization in development. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the fundamental concepts of containerization and how to use Docker effectively for application management. Main content: basics of containerization and its advantages. Containerization is a technology that allows developers to package applications and their dependencies into a single, consistent unit called a container. This approach offers several advantages over traditional virtualization methods. Firstly, containers are lightweight and share the host system's operating system kernel, making them faster to start and stop. Unlike virtual machines, which require a full OS instance, containers can run multiple applications on a single OS instance, thus optimizing resource usage. Secondly, containerization enhances portability. Since containers encapsulate everything an application needs to run, they behave the same way regardless of where they are deployed, whether on a developer's laptop, a staging server, or in the cloud. This consistency reduces the "it works on my machine" problem often encountered during development. Additionally, containers improve scalability. Since they can be spun up or down quickly, businesses can respond more effectively to varying workloads. This is particularly advantageous in environments where demand fluctuates, such as during peak financial transaction periods in fintech applications. Overview of Docker and Kubernetes. Docker is one of the most popular containerization platforms. It simplifies the creation, deployment, and management of containers. With Docker, developers can quickly build a container image that includes the application code, runtime, libraries, and configurations. This image can then be shared and deployed across various environments seamlessly. Kubernetes, on the other hand, is an orchestration tool that manages containerized applications at scale. It automates the deployment, scaling, and operation of application containers across clusters of hosts. Kubernetes allows for load balancing, automated rollouts and rollbacks, and self-healing of containers, making it an essential tool for managing production workloads. For example, if an application experiences an unexpected spike in user activity, Kubernetes can automatically scale the number of running containers to handle the demand. This capability is vital in the finance industry, where user experience and system reliability are crucial. Use cases for containerization in development. In the finance and fintech sectors, containerization finds numerous applications. One significant use case is in microservices architecture. By breaking down applications into smaller, independent services, teams can develop, test, and deploy these services in isolation, leading to faster release cycles. For instance, a payment processing service could be containerized separately from a user authentication service, allowing developers to update them independently without affecting the whole system. Another use case is in continuous integration and continuous deployment, CI/CD, pipelines. Containerization enables teams to create consistent testing and production environments, ensuring that the code behaves as expected when deployed. This consistency is crucial for financial applications, where even minor errors can lead to significant financial discrepancies. Lastly, containerization aids in disaster recovery planning. By running applications in containers, organizations can back up their container images and data easily, ensuring quick recovery in case of system failures. This capability is especially important in the finance sector, where data integrity and uptime are paramount. Conclusion. In this lesson, we introduced the fundamentals of containerization, covering its advantages, an overview of Docker and Kubernetes, and highlighted practical use cases relevant to the finance and fintech sectors. By understanding these concepts, you are now equipped to leverage containerization in your development practices effectively. In our next lesson, we will delve deeper into Docker commands and how to manage containers efficiently. Reflection questions how can the portability of containers benefit application deployment in your organization? In what ways could container orchestration tools like Kubernetes enhance your current application management processes? Reflect on a recent project. How could containerization have improved your development workflow or deployment process?